We are the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and this often seems to be the case. I see he's there, but I don't know why he's there. On the Joe and Alex Show this morning, we are talking to my cousin. If you're new, I got a cousin named Jeremy from Michigan, and he's on the phone. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Joey. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. So the reason I'm calling in today, I just wanted to call in and say good job, y'all, on getting number one.
Thank you, Jeremy.
You're very welcome. We did it, y'all. We made it.
I can't believe Jeremy's calling in. If you don't know, we put it on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. You can go see it. And we can't go really in-depth in it, but thanks to you for listening. You helped make us number one, so the number one morning show. So we really appreciate that. So thank you. I mean, that is just absolutely incredible, but...
Yeah, seriously, thank y'all so much. We appreciate it. We really do.
Jeremy,
it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. I wasn't sure about the ratings and stuff like that. I never look at the numbers because it's too much pressure you put on yourself to succeed. You know, I just try to do my best, and it paid off. We did it.
Oh, yes. So Jeremy, you think you've helped us here on the Joe and Alex Show. You've helped us get the number one, you know, the ratings.
Well, let's be obvious. I mean, without me, you guys would probably be number two, so...
I mean, he's been on maybe three or four times in the last 6 months or so.
That's all it takes? Is just three times?
I guess. Maybe he's the magic thing that we added into the mix.
I am the magic touch, that's for sure. So I don't know what you guys did last night when you found out number one, but I went out, I did a little bit of celebrating, I partied my butt off.
You did?
I had a few beverages.
I thought you were supposed to stop drinking. Hold on. I thought you were supposed to stop drinking, Jeremy.
Well, I was, but, you know, sometimes celebration calls for breaking the rules.
Right, yeah. It was a special occasion, okay.
So I was hanging out with my friends, and I got double dog dared by them, Levi and Darren. I don't know if I mentioned them before. They're my good friends. But I got double dog dared by them to go through the drive-thru at McDonald's butt naked.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you did not.
That's public indecency. Tell me you didn't do that.
Dude, I got double dog dared. I had to do it, Joey. I had to.
No, you don't. You do not have to do anything.
Well, I did it, so what are you going to do about it? I don't know. Anyway, the drive-thru, it was busy. It was kind of busy. There's a lot of people there last night. People love their McDonald's around here. It was one of those two drive-thru windows. You know, you pay at one, pick up the food at the other.
Yeah.
So I get to the first window, and I tried to pay, you know, but the lady, she working there, she saw me. She was not happy, to say the least.
I bet she wasn't.
No, she was mad. She was yelling at me. She was like, you know what? I'm not going to give you your double cheeseburger and Coke. And I was like, oh, well, what about my fries? She said, nope. She said she was going to call the police. I was like, oh, I got to get out of here quick. So, you know, I got my car and drive, but I couldn't go nowhere because a bunch of vehicles in front of me stopped, and I couldn't get out. I couldn't move anywhere. There's like a curb and stuff. I couldn't jump the curb because there's a tree. So, turns out the car couple in front of me had stalled out.
Ooh.
So... people started getting out of their cars to help push the car out of the way.
Yeah, and you're like in there naked.
Yeah, you're butt naked.
I'm in there naked, right. So they're also, they're yelling at me like, hey, buddy, come and help, come and help. They start calling me a jerk or whatever, but I couldn't get out of my car to help. I mean, normally I would. I'm a nice guy. I like to help people. You know, but if I would have gotten out, they would have been all freaked out by my twig and berries. So, I mean, and not that there's anything wrong with my twig and berries, but when you aren't
expecting
them.
Okay, we get it. We get it. You're naked. I don't want to hear about your twig and berries, Jeremy.
Well, anyways, Joey. Stop interrupting the story, man. Come on.
It's Joe, by the way. Do not call me Joey.
All right, Joey. So this old dude, he walks up to my window to try yelling at me. He was not going to fight me or wanted me to get out of my truck or something. I don't know. I could have taken him. I swear I could have. He wasn't that big. But he gets up to my. He finally gets up to my window, and he sees that I'm naked, and he throws his Coke inside my truck. Yeah, it was an extra large Coke, too. It splashed all over me. I was like, come on, man. I was all nude and sticky as hell. And then the police finally show up. They make me get out of my truck. They wrap a blanket around me. I don't know if it was to keep me warm or to cover me up or whatever. But
probably
they
both.
Was that?
Probably both.
Probably, because it was a little chilly last night. But anyways, they ended up giving me a ticket for public nuditation. And I'm going to fight it, though.
Nuditation!
Do you mean public nudity or indecent exposure?
Yeah, man, I was naked. I don't know.
Wait, are you going to end up on one of those sex register offenders things now?
Ooh.
That was a dumb move, Jeremy.
What are you talking about, man?
Probably not.
You can't have your ding-dong out in public.
They probably let him go because he told him it was a dare.
Yeah, man, it was a dare. And plus, I wasn't out. I was in my truck, man. I wasn't, like, out of the public.
That's true. If he would have walked out into the McDonald's like that, then he probably would have, Joe. But I think because he stayed in his car, he's going to be all right.
Yeah, man, I ain't no pervert. I got standards, Joey. Come on.
Right. When you're trying to say, hey, check out my Big Mac when you're going through the drive-thru to the lady. That makes sense. Okay.
I didn't say check it out. She's the one that's gawking at it.
Gawking.
Yeah. I'm, thinking about coming down to Indy for the 500 this weekend, too.
Are you really? Joe, did you know this?
I did not know. And if you're like, well, what's Indy? We're obviously on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Radio Now 100.9, and in Houston, Texas, on the new 92.1 Radio. Yeah, Radio Now. But in Indy, there's the Indianapolis 500. It's a big IndyCar race. No, I did not know, Jeremy, that you were coming down. That's very interesting.
Jeremy.
Yeah, it's kind of a last-minute plan type thing. We're kind of putting it together right now. We haven't gotten a hotel room yet. But I figure maybe I could bunk up with you, Joey.
I don't think that's even available, so I don't know exactly what you're going to do, but I have plans.
Yeah, it's going to be very hard to get a hotel here this late in the game.
So it looks like you might be sleeping in your car or your truck.
Or, uh-oh. Jeremy, just bring a tent down and put it in Joe's front yard.
Yes.
And just camp out in Joe's yard all weekend long. You should 1,000%
really
do that.
That's does Lindsay like camping?
Stay away from my wife. And Lindsay loves camping, yes.
So what are you doing that's so important this weekend, Joe?
I just got stuff going on. It's going to
be a busy weekend. What about you, Alex? What are you up to?
Well, I've got a lot of things going on. Friday night, we are hosting our carb night party, and Sunday is the race and everything.
Right. Well,
Jeremy.
I'll tell you what. I don't have any other plans other than the race this weekend, and I would absolutely love to take you out on a date.
Jeremy.
I don't have a girlfriend right now. I'm very much available. You know, I could take you out to a nice dinner.
Wait a minute. Did Jeremy just say that he's actually available? That's a shocker.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes,
yeah, I think the last time you talked to
guy,
us, you
I'm a single guy right now.
Well, the last time you talked to us, you had some girlfriend that you met at the gas station. You did a fake hold-up situation on Valentine's Day or something, I think.
She almost killed you.
She almost tried, that didn't go well.
Can't believe that didn't work out there, Jeremy. So, Alex, are you gonna go on a date with Jeremy? He just had the courage to ask you.
Well, what do you have in mind?
I figured we could go out to a nice dinner. I could take you to a Chick-fil-A. You have those by you?
Chick-fil-A? Yes, we do.
You do? We don't have very many in Michigan. I think there's a few, but I ain't never been to one. Heard they're pretty good, though. They got good sauce on their chickens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you like bowling?
Not a bowling fan.
Yeah, no, me either. Me either. Bowling, sparring. I wouldn't do that. Heck no. What about, like, line dancing or something?
You know what? I don't think I'm a very good dancer.
Yeah, no, me either. Me either. Dancing's dumb.
Jeremy, you know what? Hey, I think we're going to have to wrap this up, so why don't I just give you Alex's cell phone and you guys can continue this conversation after the show, okay?
I was going to say, you know, I can't go out on a date Friday night because we are hosting our carb night party at Pavilion Pan Am here in Indianapolis, and we're going to have Jordan Kimball from Bachelor in Paradise there as a VIP host, and Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony is going to be performing. And you can still get tickets on RadioNowIndy.com if you live local. But we're going to be hosting that. So if you do end up coming down, you could come to that party with us. But I wouldn't be available for a date. But I am so flattered that you asked me.
Well, that's cool. Plan on Saturday then. Sounds good.
All right. Well, that's my cousin Jeremy. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, and good job helping us get those ratings, Jeremy.
Love you guys.
Yeah, there he is. That's my cousin Jeremy. I'm straight out the trailer. Yep, that's exactly what he is.